want to go to some of this inside, and the Moshe of Dirshu about printing things in Chol HaMoed, writing things in Chol HaMoed, printing things in Chol HaMoed. So he raised the question over here, which we're talking about. So Dover, so the way we came out is that to write the thing that they added in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. It's called Moshe of Dirshu. Yeah. So to do it, to write in a way which is a Maisa Hedyot, writing which is easy type of writing is not considered Maisa Uman, so then if there's some element of Tzarech HaMoyed, it's Mutter. To write in a more professional way is a problem that's called Maisa Uman, and Maisa Uman is not Mutter for Tzarech HaMoyed. It's only Mutter if it's a Dover HaOved. Okay, so he goes through. So we discussed this once. What's the definition of Maisa Uman? Is Maisa Uman defined by the level of how complicated it is to do it, the skill involved in doing it, or the results? That the results look professional as opposed to the results looking unprofessional. So we look at the results, we're looking at the action involved. So one of the practical applications nowadays is printing something on a computer. Right? You can print something on a computer which doesn't take too much skill at all. But on the other hand, the results look very, very nice and clean and cut and professional. So do we look at that as a Maisa Uman or a Maisa Hedyot? Now that's, therefore, a question being, what, am I allowed to produce something on the computer on Chol HaMoed or not? So looking at 23, which I think means printing with a printer, when you press the button, you produce what the printer is doing. It's called your Maisa. So you're printing it. And what you're printing, so it's going to have some element of Dover Oved or Tzarech HaMoed. Now, the... So he seems like Tzarech HaMoed would be permitted, which means even though it's not Dover Oved, so he's looking at it as a Maisa Hedyot. His main point is it's called you're doing it, as opposed to, you know, I'm pressing a button, the results are not mine. So this is a famous discussion of how much do you connect back to a person. I'm not doing Ksiva, the computer's doing Ksiva. I'm pushing a button. So Rosh Hashanah says, no, the pushing of the button is called your Maisa, the result is all called yours. But then it's Mutter v'Tzarech HaMoed. So he's looking at it as a Maisa Hedyot, not as a Maisa Uman. The Das HaGadol Misson Karelitz. Next, HaDavar Af K'Maisa Uman. He says, they'll take it a step further. Not only is it called your Maisa, but it's a Maisa Uman. Shekol Malacha Shatetzoh Nireis K'Maisa Uman, something which looks professional. Even though he does not need to skill it, to train himself how to do it, he uses a machine which does it. So, since the machine is able to do it in a professional way, and I am the one who's running the machine, so I then get responsibility for what the machine is doing. So the reason why it's called a Maisa Uman is not that you look at the results as much as the machine is doing a very, very professional type of a job, and I, by pressing the button, am doing that professional job. So that's considered Maisa Uman, which should only be mutter for Dover HaOved, and not just for Tzarech HaMoed. Then you can see using a typewriter, right, how 1960s, Ray Das Gun Rosh Hashanah Orbach and the Gun Rosh Feinstein. So Rosh was asked this question about using a typewriter, which really.
That's why I'm on the camera. Though.
What?
That's why I'm on the camera. Isn't it?
You're ahead of me. I'm looking in the brackets.
Oh.
In the Ksiva of a Machonis Ksiva, using a typewriter.
Right. Oh, okay.
I'm still at the end of the first paragraph.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So Moshe was asked this question about you typing on the typewriter. Again, you know, it doesn't take too much maybe fancy touch typing, but you know, the actual action of packing the thing doesn't require too much skill. Right? But on the other hand, the result, you know, compared to handwriting, it looks like it's a nice, it's some level of a professional type of a job. So this was the question which was looked at over there. And the, in the Sefer Zichron and Shlomo, which is the English art school Chol HaMoed Sefer, in the back they have tshuvas from Moshe that they asked from Moshe on this, about this question. And they asked Rabbi Yaakov this question or Moshe this question. Now I don't remember who said which one said which. One of them said it's a Maisa, someone said it's a Maisa Hedges. So they seem in the way they understood their argument is you're looking at the level of skill which is required to do it, or that the result, whatever result you're getting. I think what they're arguing now is that over there, it's you press a thing and it pushes against it and makes a letter. It's a direct corollary to your mice, especially you know, you're talking about a manual typewriter. It's your pressure which is pushing this letter against the paper, against the ribbon, and making, remember the good old days with the ribbon, right? And you're making the letter. So it's clearly your mice. And your mice is
the electric typewriter.
What?
I think the electric typewriter was just sending a signal which one you wanted to hit. It wasn't necessarily your cut. When you pressed a button, you pressed the key, it was just saying, I want to press a letter K. But I don't think it was your cut, because I think
it was a manual one.
The manual for sure.
Right.
I didn't know that's what he was talking about here.
Right. So that's clearly your mice. There's no question that's your mice. So the question is, okay, you're making this nice letter on the paper. So that's clearly your mice. It's a nice, clear, clean, you know, very recognizable letter. So they argued whether that's considered your, that whether that's considered a mice umen or considered a mice umen or not. That what's the chiddush over here in this conversation over here is I have this printer. It does a phenomenal job. It's a very professional type of action. An average person could not do anything like that, but since I'm pushing the button, it's all called my maisa. That's the chiddush Rosh Hashanah saying. That's all called my maisa, and that, therefore I would. It's that, and it's so. Nissen Krell's told that. Therefore, you did a maisa umen. Tzilum b'matzlei matzah to take pictures. So dasach has an ish. Shalso letzalim b'moyd. You can't take pictures on cholamoyd, but tam. Even if it's talking about opportunity of a picture which will come up again, the whole family gets together. It's a chance to take a family portrait which you're not going to have an opportunity again, right? Mm-hmm. So he brings in Chazanich, that's not called Dabra Ovid, because there's no, he'll explain in a second. Why is it not called Dabra Ovid? Bira Garden Rissen Krellitz. Shadabra Ovid, Haino Kishahevsen, Hubagufa Chavitz. There is an item, and we're concerned about the loss to the item. There is something here which we're concerned about a loss. Well, look, Hashem Shum Davar Shalul Lihipasid El Shoretzel Hansiach Eruah Betumuna. There's you can't call Davar Oved when there's nothing here which is taking a loss. Just there was an occasion which you would like to create some memoriam to it by putting it into a picture, and you can't create that memoriam. That's not called the Davar Oved. What are you losing? What's the losing? What are you losing? You're losing the chance of a picture. But again, that's not called Davar Oved. There's nothing there which is Davar Oved. Midach. That's again Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. Kishiyesh Yizdam and Shlo Tachzer. Enis Yad Litzilim. B'matzimas Film. Mishum Ksivay. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that in the case you have an opportunity which is not going to come up again, so you're allowed to take a picture on with film, because kimeshen ha'ayin roya kol shina befilm lachar tzilum. So because till you develop it, you haven't done anything. So it doesn't have a shame of a ma'isek siva. So the reason why it's mutter is because it's not considered kosev. Mechena das gan reyashiv im yesh tzarach lantiach eruah b'miyuchad kigoyin simcha mishpachtit mechudayim mutter l'bishum davar ha'ovid l'salim b'mayin. He comes along and says it's davar ha'ovid. It's called davar ha'ovid. So we have three. Chazanich says you can't apply davar ha'ovid to it. Rosh Hashanah said it's not called siva anyway. So it's much more simple. And Rabbi Yashiv said the Davar Ovid. Now that's talking about doing it, let's say, with film. Nowadays, okay, let's say, digitalit, digital, right? That's the Gernerus and Karelitz. Sheesh HaToyanim Shemetzimah digitalit im Masach Shabay Nireis HaTumunah Miyad. If you can see it on the screen right away, Yesh LaHato L'Salim Mishum Simchus Yomtev Sheesh Bereas HaTumunah. You get the Simchus Yomtev immediately. already have the picture right there. Which we're going to talk about in a second. Okay, so he argues that saving a picture, haklada is saving when you save your screen, when you save your documents, right? So that's called haklada al gabim mechashev. So that's considered ma'aseh hedyot. He's calling it ma'aseh hedyot. So l'chor taking the picture is not, you're not doing any more than that. You're saving something on a disk, on a chip. Okay. Can you save things on the computer on Cholomoyd? Okay, mutter nishtamesh with telephone bal tzag misperim or matchom digitali. All these things which they're going to be creating, it's going to put a digital form of the on the screen. You put something on the screen. It's going to present the numbers. What do you call it? The color idea, compared to the old phones, you didn't see the letter, the number you were dialing. It presents you the number that you're dialing. So when you dial, you're putting numbers on a screen, or a digital thermometer. Which again, when you put the thermometer onto the person, it puts on a screen, and a little screen over there tells you what the temperature is. See, things from the Beir Mersha Shemuter. Writing on which doesn't, these things of their own don't last, they're not permanent, is not see which is also in Cholomoyd. So just the writing alone is not a problem. Telephone acher, you have a telephone which doesn't present the digital letters, the numbers. Only it's shamish, but that's going to be some correlates. Shenachshav k'siba b'maisa hedyot mutaris v'tarchem moed. It is k'siba, but see, it's b'maisa hedyot, which is mutter on. I guess a haklim is just to present it on the screen, not saving it. I'm sorry. In haklot b'rashamko. Recording something on a tape. Also, you can't record it on a tape recorder. So you're changing the items. You're doing a shinui in it and making it usable that it can produce a sound which it couldn't produce before. So you've changed the item. So that's significant. So that's a problem. Mishrin Sunim Agabi disk. You want to save something onto a disk. Kosev Gain the Yerchesel Neubert, the Shemir Shabbos Kehusa. Shadas Gain Shabbos Amorbach. Yeser Mishum Dover Mishum Boina. When you're changing the disk by saving something on a disk, you're changing it. Kimish Ayele Achsanas Sunim the disk Mekabel disk Shem Kli. You're making it able to function and do something which it couldn't do beforehand. Midach again, Rashi Feinstein. Shemutal haklid b'moyed al kaletet. Kimer sheins an extra k'siva. Doing a k'siva which is not visible, you can't. Even the results are visible in the sense that it'll play back and it'll make a sound. But since you don't see anything which happens on the disc itself or on the tape of the recording itself, it's not called k'siva. Rashi held.
It's kind of strange because before you said with film. You can't see it. He says, and it was the Shlomo Zalman said you can't see it, so that's okay. And on a tape, you definitely can't see it.
Right. So Shlomo Zalman doesn't say the problem is seeing it. Shlomo Zalman says that you've changed it to be functional.
Well, you've changed the film too when you took the picture.
Right. So
it's the same thing. I mean, in fact, you could probably see more when you look at a film that was exposed. That you took the picture, then you can on a tape. Your tape looks exactly the same before.
It's the
same person who's saying two things.
Right. So it's a good question. So let's go step by step. What he's saying by the case of the tape is, that he feels that there's a shinui in the item to make you add a whole other layer of function to it. It's like you're making a kli out of it, because beforehand it cannot produce any sound, and now it can produce sound. It can produce something which wasn't there beforehand. So the change which you're doing that to make it functional, that it can now give you back a song or a shir or whatever,
so you
it
get
is.
A na out of it too.
What?
You get a na out of it quicker than you would out of the film that's not developed. No.
That's a good point. Also, so he says that shinui, so it becomes functional. It becomes functional. But what I think he's saying by the case of the film is, you know, in the old days of the film, that you didn't use it itself. You would then transfer it onto and make a picture out of it. You didn't use a negative. We don't use a negative. The negatives were hechadim to make the next thing. So the negative wasn't the final result of what you're trying to accomplish.
Oh.
So
isn't when you get the negatives, this goes back a few years. When you take 35 millimeter film, you've got the negatives. The negatives was the 35 millimeter.
You could see film. It was the film. You could see something on it. You could see something.
And it was everything was upside. I mean, it
was backwards.
Pretty picture, yeah. But it was everything was backwards. But
right.
You were able to see it.
Right. So
you wouldn't see the film. I mean, it's
because it's in the camera.
No, but it's supposed to light. It's bye bye. I mean, you're not going to see it. It needs the chemical fixers.
They had to develop it. They had to develop
any difference. If you were able to look in a dark room in a red, you wouldn't see any difference in it.
So until you develop it, process it with chemicals, it didn't have the results. So, see, he said, didn't see that as that was that itself was the final. You know, there was a final product. Whereas over here on your digital recording or onto the tape or onto the disc, whatever it is, I don't. You know, they don't discuss over here saving onto your C drive, you know, onto the computer. Mm-hmm.
Well, shinuyim in Shas, when you talk about shinuyim of a kli, you're doing something to make a kli, not a kli.
Right.
Isn't it always something that if you look at it, you can see with your eye it's different?
Right. So that this is the famous argument.
Any case in Shas,
that this over here
looks exactly the same. And,
but a weak comparison is to the Chazal came along and said Kol Be'isha Erva.
Yeah.
Means now the din of Erva is something which has to be which normally is defined as Le'erbecha Erva Stover. So it's based on the din Riyah. Mm-hmm. Chazal came along and said that we're going to give a kol of an isha, a din of dini erva, which means because since it's nicker agadei kol, it's also called that there's something which is nicker.
Mm-hmm.
So over here, I made this nicker agadei kol; it can produce a sound. Mm-hmm. Now it's a weak comparison; it's not a perfect comparison. I'm saying, but you know, the Chazal did look at something which can now produce a sound which is being produced is considered a dover. It's not; it's called nicker agadei kol. Right? There's something here. You have something here. I mean, the point I'm saying. In other words, it's a din and erva, which means it's a din. There's a din. You can't be in a mukkah where it's not the hearer which is aser.
But Chazal could do that. They could be talking. They could say it's an erva.
I understand, but you
they have the card.
I understand. I'm saying it's not a perfect image. But you see, the Chazal did look at the idea of.
This is like cases like if you have an esrog and it looks perfectly okay, it's okay. So I'm going to take a super microscope and look at it, and I'm going to find something. Then I'll say, "Well, it's not okay."
see that.
I mean, you need something, not your normal vision and everything.
There's people argue. The Rav Heinemann argues like that, and I'm not convinced. You know, there's. I don't know whether they define something has to be visible through sight. If something which is visible through sound. You know, it's noticeable through sound. That's also called
Your senses, right? Your normal senses that Eberstein gave you. You see,
so this thing produces sound. I say, this thing produces sound.
No, but film, you wouldn't. The film's exposed, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know anyway.
See, he doesn't say the film
or
is
a disc. If you wrote something on a disc, or a C drive, you wouldn't know it's any different.
Right, but he's saying over here. But when I put it onto a tape, I put it onto a disc, and now this disc can produce sound. There's a nicker change in the disc. Before it could produce sound, now it could.
Yeah, but you can't see it.
I can hear it. That's what I'm saying. You're defining the definition of being nicker with Riyah. You have to say that that's not called
Riyah. Hearing is fine. Hearing is fine, but you have to do something to get the information. Just heard it or looked at it.
No. I stick this thing into a machine. And yesterday it made no sound. Today this machine that makes sounds. I mean, it's clear I made a change in it.
What happened?
It's an obvious change.
But you're using something besides your sight and your ears and ears to know that. You're not using your senses to know that. You have to go to a machine and do it.
No, I
tell you it's different. You can't tell yourself it's different.
I could I understand, but I don't know whether using the machine to hear something is that's not a microscope.
It's similar. It's using something, not your senses.
The lumos over there is that I can't even after my, I don't see it. You know, there's no way to see it, but here it's function. The purpose of an asteroid isn't to sit under a microscope. The purpose of this machine is to go into a machine that does exactly what it's created for. It's doing better than it did before. You change the item. This is made to produce this result, and now it does it before it did. Now it does. So I managed. That's its tachlis.
Yeah. I know you changed it, but you can't tell it changed.
Okay, there's a cause of telling. There's no Gemara which says it didn't tell it. It's a swara. The swara is that something which is the Rosh didn't give it to Malachi Asharis. We're with things which we normally. If someone is made for a machine, you can't tell that. But only tell the machine that's whole function is a machine. Mm-hmm. And Asterix is not made to be put under microscopes.
No.
Good, so now I can see through a microscope, but that's not how Asterix work. But if Russia made Asterix to be under a microscope, then it would also be called Nicker. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not supposed to look at, the Russia didn't make water to look at it in a microscope. But then I look at a microscope, there's plankton. Good, it's awesome. No, that's what Russia made you to function water. But if the Russia made water that should be under microscopes, it also made the same thing. The Russia made this to be put in machines. That's what they're there for. And in that machine, it made a difference. How they call it Nicker.
So what you're saying is you're making it into a keli because now before you couldn't hear anything and now you could hear sound.
Correct.
What happens if you took a thing that already had a sound and you taped over it?
So that probably would not be told to be making Mashana, make into a keli.
You already had a sound, right. It's just not the sound you want now.
So where's this argument? This is Rabbi Heinemann's argument about the Sabbath mode ovens and Yom Tov. You know, the Sabbath mode is a misnomer. It says, you know, he said that I was talking about, you know, they wanted it's Sabbath mode ovens don't do anything for you for Shabbos.
What would they do?
But you can't call them holiday modes, right? So what are you going to call them? Holiday modes, you know? So the guy says they sell it publicly, you know. So what's a holiday mode? Thanksgiving. So they call it Sabbath because Sabbath, you know, but Betzim means a Yontif mode, you know. That's Sabbath mode ovens are Yontif.
What's it do?
The way it functions is like this: they created an oven which that you can turn off the display, and you let's say you set the oven before Yontif to 250, so it's on 250. You want to raise the temperature or lower the temperature. So you press on the button which raises and lowers the temperature, and there's a change of 25 degrees. But the display doesn't change. So it's not nickel on the display, number one. Number two, it's done in a way which it's a random, there's an algorithm which allows it doesn't respond automatically. So it's considered a grumble. In other words, you press the button, and then it so it says that which the computer registers that you did. You press the button, that you can't see. Rabbi Heinemann says you don't see anything. So that's not called a shinui. Then a minute later, or 3 minutes later, whatever the time it takes, whatever the algorithm says, it's the algorithm decides. Now we're going to raise the temperature 25 degrees. You hit it four times; it goes up 100 degrees. You hit it the up thing. You hit it down. You know, so that's how they set the system up. So this way, you can change it. It's through grama. Grama is mutter and yomtif for food. Mm-hmm. And the display is a problem. There's no display. The people disagree with it. What do you mean? They argue with, first of all, that grama is not a system which is made to function like that all the time. It's not called grama anymore. You can, if you tell them that's called grama, so that every machine which we have nowadays, there are seven different steps inside the machine, you know, which is, so it's a grama because A causes B and B causes D. When I drive a car, it's a grama because you can press the thing, it, you know, the spark plug doesn't fire because I press the gas pedal. There's steps in between. The answer is that's called Misa. All the steps are, if you have a system in place, so Chaim Rosh has a tshuva about that, to Chazon Ish about setting up a milking, ayane grama, you know, for the issues of milking for an animal, ayane grama, because it's tzar of the animal, etc. And Chaim Rosh wrote a letter to the Chazon Ish. He says, if you make a system which functions, it was an electrical system, if you make a system which functions, that's not called grama anymore, because that's the system now. That's one argument. The other argument they have is, what do you mean it's not nicker? The argument is that when you press the button, it's not nicker. What do you mean it's not nicker? The computer registered something and produced a result a minute later. Because if it wouldn't register, it wouldn't produce a result a minute later. So that, but I can't see anything, he said. It's like the fish. So the argument is it's not totally real. It's totally results. If I can see a result, that's not called not nicker. In other words, I made it away, which is yes, nicker. It's visible to me. So that was this argument of how do you look? Do you apply that idea of the fish, the things in the water which you can't see to non visible in a computer? Reinemann told you that you do, but a lot of people disagree with him on that point. So those are the two main points of the argument on the Sabbath of Modavins. Riyasha was itself held that the Sabbath Modavins were not mutter.
Why did you just say?
Riyashim held they weren't mutter.
What's the thing with the fish?
Because he held it's not. You can't call it a grama.
And he also had an issue with the elevators, the Shabbos elevators as well.
Shabbos elevators, there are elements of overlap between the two sugyas.
Yeah.
Not so much in the rishum issue. The issue is in the grama issue. Is it called a grama? Mm. Because one of the ways to do the way the Machon, the Groma switch. So Rav Halperin's Machon has something called a Groma switch. So Rav Yashiv held this, it's the same problem. Now that's how the switch works. It's not Groma anymore. Right? That's the system. It's not called Groma anymore. Right? Their argument that the way they have it function is a totally different system than Groma. It's not even it's less than a Groma. It's a Menias Menea. Menias Menea is not a heter of Groma. That's why they hold it's mutter. So it's a different system. Okay, so next.